this past weekend, I did something I've never done. I went to the last drive-in in New Jersey, in Vineland. It's the Delsey Drive-In. It was a double feature. They do two movies for $8, and it was Get Smart and You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Well, those are two
fucking just blockbusters.
I mean, they are two blockbusters.
They are, and they're completely horrible. Well, Get Smart wasn't bad. I'm getting a little sick of Steve Carell, though. Getting a little tired of him. He's the same guy every fucking thing he does. We get it. You're hapless. You're completely hapless and just so sure of yourself at the same time.
That's a great adjective, is hapless.
Yeah, it is. It's one that should be written in every description of half of this show. There were no radios or whatever that you'd put in your car. It was all done through the FM signal.
And this is the first drive through you've ever gone to.
That's exactly right. The movie sound comes through your car's radio, so you have to keep your car on. We were there through two movies, so halfway into fucking the Zohan or whatever bullshit that fucking was, my girlfriend Amanda's car dies. We're like, oh, this fucking, the sound went out. Must be some bullshit. After like 5 minutes, we open the door. We still hear sound coming out of the other people's cars. We're like, oh, fuck, your battery's dead. So now I have to go get jumper cables. I'm knocking on fucking doors, hoping I'm not interrupting a moment. Do you have jumper cables? Do you have any jumper cables? Shit, I don't know if I got them. Hold on. Let me look. Nope, don't got them. Had to go to three or four cars. We finally got them. I interrupted somebody watching the movie. I felt horrible.
I would never admit that I had jumper cables, even if I had them.
You're an asshole.
I would never even admit it. One time, somebody needed them, and I knew they were in my back seat, and I fucking hid them underneath the seat because I didn't want to be fucking bothered. I don't want to be bothered. Who the hell wants to go out there and get the fucking grease all over your hands? I'm watching, enjoying my movie. I don't, you know, you're too fucking bad. You fucked up. Don't come to me.
You are a fucking heartless douche.
Well, listen. Also, I do. And I don't know.
Do you know how to use jumper cables?
I know that there's a positive and a negative. I just don't know what side to put the positive on and what side to put the negative on. And sometimes I'll hit the things together and there's a spark. One time I was in college. Somebody's car got stuck, and they were like in the middle of the road, and they came to my window, and they says, "Can you help me push it to the side of the road?" And I rolled down the window, and I just hit the gas and sped away. I'm not gonna fucking. I'm gonna get out of my car. I'm more comfortable with the fucking air condition. I'm gonna get out of the fucking car. Help him. I got the air condition set perfectly.
Fucking asshole. There's nothing I can say to you except that you're an asshole. Somebody needed you. They were broken down in what I could only picture as a fucking desert. He just fucking slammed the gas in his face.
Yeah, I mean, he came to my, because I was like,
What did he say? What did he say to get this?
No, he knocked on. He says, "Can you help me? Can you give me a push? Can you give me a push to the side of the road?"
Did he give you an excuse?
And I opened the window, like, real concerned. I put the window down. I opened my mouth. I said, and I sped away. Fuck that! I'm not gonna get out of the fucking car. I got my radio on. I can't be bothered. I got my fucking seatbelt in, for Christ's sake.
I like that the first excuse you gave was, "I have the air conditioner set perfectly."
Yeah. Absolutely. Then I get out of the car. It's going to bring the hot air in. Screw that. The hell with that. I can't be bothered.
And you probably had the fans finally in a position. You finally got it right so that you're sitting right. It's hitting you. And he comes down and he needs your help. He didn't even ask me. He wanted you to push it to the
and
side
then
of the
I
road.
I looked at him through the rearview mirror. And he was like, he just waved his hands in disgust as I drove away.
Ah, forget it. Forget it.